Yeah, this has been a very important and significant activity related to COP16 in Cancun. To me, maybe the most significant, rather than what's going on in the convention negotiation halls, because the issue of climate is such a critical issue, and the World Bank is positioning itself to become the climate bank. And the World Bank is one of the most harmful institutions as far as the climate change is concerned. They are funding fossil fuel projects around the world at even a higher rate, and it's time for the whole world to stand together. It's a mass movement to stand together to say no, keep the World Bank out of climate finance. I think this is a critical thing about this march, and this is why everybody must join in solidarity. I wish delegates could just leave the hall from the Moon Palace, leave the moon and come down to Earth and see what the people are saying about the challenges of the planet.
How much do you think the people inside know about the activity that's going on outside?
Well, the word is going around that real people are marching on the streets, and you know, I believe through the mass media they'll get to know also what went on. Of course, when you're in the Moon Palace, in the negotiation rooms, we are completely cut off from reality, cut off from the issues, and people don't speak about what is in their hearts. They speak about what they've been programmed to say by home governments, and it's just people are competing rather than working in solidarity. They're not facing reality. They are thinking about what they can get. The whole carbon negotiation, climate exchange negotiation is nothing short of a carbon stock exchange.